Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Troyer sitting in here for Alex Jones for a couple segments. Alex will be back. And I'm sitting here debating what I want to get into now. I am going to be hosting the War Room later, and I'll be getting into a lot of this news then. What is the big story? All the different layers of protection of the deep state, all the different, as Nancy Pelosi said, arrows in the quiver of the deep state, as we have now found out. Revolver.news today, working to replace Drudge, formerly the Great Drudge Report. That's their goal. Came out with this exclusive today. Rigged, the chairman of the Presidential Debate Commission, is co-founder of Color Revolution Org, linked to Steele dossier, and more. And so, this whole thing, I mean, I'm going to be covering it on the War Room. I haven't had time to go through all of it. I believe there may also be a Soros connection, but the point is, just another layer of the deep state. They're in control of the Presidential Debate Commission. Oh, no wonder you had Chris Wallace, a Democrat, debating Trump in the first debate. No wonder they allowed Biden to back out and then said, no, it was Trump. Another layer of the deep state. Was the president of the United States, was the White House targeted for COVID? Or do you believe this report, or do you believe the positive tests? 34 people connected to White House are infected with COVID, according to leaked FEMA report. Leaked FEMA report. Kayleigh McEnany tested positive for COVID, hasn't even shown a symptom. Trump's already over it. And, you know, there's a story here that Trump mentioned that nobody's really picking up. And it is kind of just like Trump, where he's not even making a big deal of this. It's like he makes a big deal of it once and then he moves on. Fauci says, reasonably good chance Regeneron antibody therapy helped Trump. So Trump literally got to Walter Reed and they were like, yeah, here's what we're doing. They're like, what do you have here? What is this? What is this? They're like, well, we're not sure about this kind of experimental. He's like, just give it to me. I'll take it. Let's go. And it worked. And everybody was freaking out like, what is this cocktail? He could die. It's not good. And he said, screw it. I got to get back to work. Give me the damn thing. And I think he's now fully recovered. Slated to begin campaign activities this weekend. Or begin again, if you will. But here's what I think I'm going to get into on the other side, and then maybe just open up the phone calls to get your take on this. Because I had a call on this last night, and then Alex Jones will be right back. This is from Foxworth for Congress. He's running here in Texas. Almost 4 years after we were told that justice is coming, the Proud Boys, QAnon, Alex Jones, the Red Elephants, Molyneux, and numerous others are gone. Not one single indictment has been brought forward against the deep state. So, you know, it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? This is over. Stop pretending this is a legit system. This individual is running for Congress. Boy, that's the kind of person we need in. Headline from the Gateway Pundit today. Bill Barr gives China Joe a kiss. It's exactly what they did. It's exactly what Bill Barr did. Maybe even a little more. Maybe a rub and tug. AG tells GOP leaders DOJ investigation into Obamagate scandal won't be released until after the election. Yeah, that's a good rub and tug right there. That's not a kiss. That's a happy ending. And then the troll from Russia, you know, I'm actually pissed that Putin would did this, but he doesn't even care. I mean, the Russian humor at this point, funnier than American humor. Putin says he wants to work with Biden. Claims shared values between Democrats and communism. You bastard, Putin. You bastard. Why did you do this to us? They're going to use this joke against us, damn it.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
I'm thinking about opening up the phone lines and asking you, because I had a caller last night bring up the situation with Bill Barr. We have all the evidence. What are we waiting for? And what Bill Barr can do, now it appears he's not going to do. Bill Barr, the headline from the Gateway Pundit is Bill Barr gives China Joe a kiss. And you know what? I think I need to make a... I'm going to become the editor-in-chief for a moment here for the Gateway Pundit. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jim Hoff. I'm just going to have to re-edit this headline for you. Bill Barr gives China Joe a happy ending. That's the PG version. Attorney General tells GOP leaders Department of Justice investigation into Obamagate scandal won't be released until after the election. Oh. Oh. You were that close to justice, America. You were that close to knowing the truth. You were that close to finally taking down the deep state. But no. Alas, Bill Barr reached under the table and gave Joe Biden's campaign a rub and tug. And said, don't worry about those scandals. Don't worry about the treason. Don't worry about Obamagate. No, we've got your back. You're going to stay out of prison for at least another month. And then their excuse is, we don't want to meddle in the election. Oh, so let me get this straight. You caught the Obama campaign and the Democrats meddling in the election red-handed, and we've all seen the documents now. But you don't want to go after them because you don't want to meddle in the election. Oh. Hmm. Okay. So I had a caller last night ask me what we should do about this. Is it time to start calling for the ousting of Barr? Because now Haspel and Ray have all the momentum against them. They're not going to be lasting much longer. But people with Barr, there's been some support for Barr. A lot of people really like Barr. People have high expectations for Barr. Did Barr just reveal himself as a deep state agent? Do you have any faith left in Bill Barr anymore? Because this is clearly a move to sabotage Trump. I mean, I don't know how else you can really measure this. This is clearly a move to sabotage President Donald J. Trump. Protecting the people that went after him? Making sure Biden can run a clean campaign without all of his scandal and corruption getting in the way? Yeah. I think it's sad. But I think Bill Barr has shown now his true colors. I think Bill Barr, he's done some nice TV interviews. He's said some nice things. He's had some nice meme magic. He hasn't been a total rat, but at the end of the day, what did he do? He just set a screen for Joe Biden. He just alley-ooped Joe Biden. So that's a total sabotage of President Trump. That's a total sabotage of justice. And that's a total spit in the eye of us, of you, of the American people. And it's really just getting so out of control at this point. I don't know what the president has to do. I don't know what we have to do, but this is ridiculous. Kyle Rittenhouse is still rotting in jail. In fact, let's sum it up in one short clip. Do we have that clip edited yet, guys, censored? The de Blasio? Okay. This lady sums it up nicely. But it really is the encapsulation of the clown world that we're in right now. It's the encapsulation of the madness of Democrat Party politics and what we're putting up with. And this is on a very kind of mid-level. It's not the lowest level. It's not the highest level. It's kind of mid-level that we can all relate to. So is it censored now, guys? So listen to this lady. I'm not sure who she is. This clip's just going viral. In New York, Bill de Blasio was on the television news this morning, and here was her response.
Hey, Mayor de Blasio, I saw you today on New York One. I did. I saw you asking the NYPD for a plan. Plan to help you get out of this mess with the Jewish communities because you shut them down. What are they doing? You need a plan. Are they throwing bricks at cops? Are they burning businesses down? No! They're quietly protesting their own confined environment because you shut them down. But you know what? When Antifa was running around New York City and they were burning down businesses and they were taking away from the taxpaying people that own businesses here, you did nothing. Your main concern was painting a thing on the street. You didn't care. But now you give a. You took away 57% of their overtime in September, and now you want their help? What are you out of your mind? You need a mental evaluation, you freaking clown.
Pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Bill de Blasio is finger painting while the city burns to the ground. Businesses are leaving, people are moving out in droves. And he's finger painting on the street while his daughter has an OnlyFans. I won't go after the daughter, but she's a commie protester. She likes to, you know, pose naked for commies. And this clown is putting on a face mask. He says Trump was on a balcony without a face mask. And then he does a photo shoot and he literally is out on a balcony without a face mask so that he can have the photo shoot of putting one on. I mean, seriously, folks, we got to start asking ourselves some real questions here. And, you know, I see I was always going to make a little joke there about, like, is Michelle Obama a man? But I was like, you know what, don't do that. You got to be serious here. But then it hit. That's actually it. It's not, isn't Michelle Obama a man or not? It's who are these people? Who really are these people? Is Bill de Blasio really a 13 IQ dumbass? Or is he intentionally sabotaging? Is he a communist agent? Is he blackmailed? I mean, we need to seriously start asking ourselves some questions here. But the people that ask the questions, like Alex Jones and Owen Schroer, they get banned everywhere, see? So maybe the questions we're asking are the right questions. Imagine you're in New York City and it's burning to the ground. You can't even go out of New York right now. You may get mugged. You're going to get mugged and you're going to get robbed. Businesses are out of business, leaving town. People are leaving town. And de Blasio is literally face painting, finger painting on the street, Black Lives Matter, putting on a mask for COVID when no one's within 100 yards of him. This is a clown world. And it's time we start asking, who are these clowns? Who is Bill de Blasio? Who is Attorney General Barr that can't even get an indictment? Can't even make a move? Can't even make a statement? Who are these people? You know, the only measurement I can figure that Trump is making is he's hoping that 2020 is such a landslide and we get so many good people in office, we just continue to turn this tide. But man, that's high hopes right there. That's playing it real close to the chest.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Sitting in for Alex Jones, he will be joining us shortly. Let me just put out the phone number. If Alex isn't back, I'll take phone calls in the next segment. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Specifically regarding now Attorney General Barr, who's not going to be moving, he's not going to be doing his job to move against Obama and Biden and all the cohorts with their treasonous plot, their coup attempt. You know, I'm sitting here just analyzing all of it. And it's such a dynamic quagmire that we have to get ourselves out of. And it's like, if you make the wrong twist or contortion of your body, then the rope that's got your leg tangled up will get worse. But maybe you freed your right arm. But now you got to twist to get that one off your left leg, and then oh, you just got caught in this thing on your right leg now. It's like, how do you contort and twist to get out of this without having something else grab you and keep you in bondage? And so we're seeing right now the deep state globalists are running every single play in their playbook. Pretty much in 2020, they've run just about everything. I mean, until the aliens come down from the sky, they've ran just about every play they've got in the book. And we still got 24 days to the election, so, hey, a little gray alien may come climbing down a mountain soon and say, I'm advanced alien from the future, vote Biden. And you go, oh, yeah, aliens for Biden, Martians for Biden. Or maybe they'll say, I'm here to destroy you, and we love Trump. Trump wants to destroy you, he's one of us. Their fake pandemic. Their staging of false flags. All the different things they've done to try to get Trump out of the office. And then they get caught. See, this is the good news. Everybody knows that they were going to come out today with Nancy Pelosi and make the 25th Amendment to get Trump out of the White House. And everybody saw it coming. Because that's one of those things that it's like, usually only InfoWars is ahead of that curve. Everybody saw this one coming, and so they had to do a bait and switch and say, oh, well, we're just doing this for future presidents, and so now the story is, they're going to remove Biden. Think about that. The Democrats have already shown you their hand to get Biden out of office. He hasn't even won yet. And they're already getting ready to remove him from office. These people have gone mad with power. And it appears now Bill Barr may be covering for them. I don't know, folks. When you've got all of this corruption and so many people going with the management plan of, well, just wait it out, just wait it out, vote, get these people out of office, and then in time we can clear this up. No, here's the problem. This is a vicious, rabid attack dog that will never stop coming for you. You may be able to distract it with a bone for a minute, but it's as soon as finished with that bone, it's coming for you. You can put it in the cage, but it's going to get out of that cage. No, you have to put it up. You've got to put it down. And so the only thing I could think, if there's actually people that are trying to fix the country right now, is they hope that we can do this politically with elections and that they don't have to arrest anybody or indict any of their friends or actually do anything about the treason that just happened under the Obama administration. But it's really just a joke level at this point. When Kyle Rittenhouse and the McCloskeys are facing the worst of punishments for non-aggression principle, the McCloskeys didn't do anything violent. Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked viciously, and he had to protect his life. And they're the bad guys, but if you're Antifa, if you're BLM, if you go out in the street mobs and murder and loot and destroy, nothing happens to you. It's a two-ruled, two-tiered justice system from the bottom to the top. If you're a Democrat, you can commit treason and nothing happens. If you're Trump and you call the president of Ukraine to congratulate him for winning an election, you committed treason and you must be removed from office. If you're a Democrat and you commit heinous crimes, the media will cover for you. If you're a Republican and you walk, jaywalk, well, you're the worst person ever. You're a conservative, you're standing outside of a pro-life rally, or you're standing outside of an abortion clinic during COVID, and you have a sign, or you're riding on the sidewalk, no more abortion, my body, my choice. No masks, you get arrested. You go to jail. But if you're Antifa and you just burn down 10 buildings, cause $2 billion of destruction, or BLM, just robbed a liquor store, robbed a gas station, robbed a Target, nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. It's about as bad as it gets, folks. And the only thing that gets worse from here is they literally start coming after you to put you in internment camps, which they're already announcing they're going to do in Canada for COVID, a fake pandemic. And then you see all the celebrities that are totally sold out. And it's just the most pathetic thing you've ever seen in your life. So when we get back from this break that we're about to take in 60 seconds, Alex Jones is going to be back in studio. Maybe I'll stick around here if he wants me and we can get into this. But, yep, Bill Barr has let the Biden campaign know, don't worry, I got you. I got your back. You're going to be able to run clean. And if you win, then you'll be fine. You'll get away with all the treason. So will Obama and Rice and all of them. And that's their plan, folks. That's their plan. So, we're facing a real bad situation with Barr and Haspel and Ray all sold out for Trump. And all Trump is trying to do is save this country. I mean, all he's trying to do is save the world, really, from this creeping communism that he knows will be total destruction. So when we get back, Alex Jones will be here. We've got your calls lined up. We've got other great guests coming on. Folks, thank you so much for your support during the 40-hour live transmission. We still have sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So hop over to InfoWarsStore.com during this short break, and we'll be right back with you.
Stand back and stand by. During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun Plus, at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
But everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of a bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. And I don't know how to totally beat them, but first, like Howard Beale says,
so surprised, globalist? You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here back in studio. Helen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me on this live Friday edition. And we have a special guest coming up in the next hour, a really funny satirist. It is a family show, but he did create a new mascot for college. And so we're going to be talking about that mascot. He got in one of the live feeds of the college leadership and proposed the new SJW mascot. So it's pretty funny. That individual, who everybody talks about and loves, I've just become familiar with his work recently, Cole Hirsch will be joining us coming up. Oh, and I want to be not an apologist for the Attorney General. I want to be a realist about what's going on. So for stations that just joined us or listeners that just joined us, recap for a couple minutes why you're upset and what Bill Barr has done, saying that there's not going to be any October surprise or November 1st surprise concerning the deep state spying on President Trump's campaign, the president-elect, and the president, or the ongoing espionage. Go ahead and speak to that.
Well, that's kind of the cherry on top. I mean, at the base of it, you have all the left-wing terrorism that they get away with. But if you're a church or a pro-life group, you get arrested, or a salon owner, you get arrested, you go to jail. It's the shutting down of the economy, it's all of this stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, you know what? Now they tell us that, well, we've shown you all the documents. Obama spied. Hillary ran the whole Russian hoax, and it was a total treasonous coup plot against the president. But we're going to wait because we don't want to be political about it. We'll maybe release it after the election, which to me just says they're never going to release it.
And that's like saying if Obama had a five-year-old boy tied up in his basement, we're not going to go save the little boy because it would make the Democrats look bad. But this is the system they set up, and because Comey wanted to be back in the White House, he released some of the Hillary stuff on the eve of the election, just because he's a political operator and thought that Trump could be compromised. That didn't happen, so then they have egg on their face. But let's just pull back from this. We know Bill Barr was high-level CIA. We know Bill Barr was brought in by H.W. Bush in the early 1990s, right before the Clintons. We know who these people are. And so he represents the older establishment that doesn't want to completely destroy America, but wants to carry out globalism that we kind of control. The newer globalists are run by communist China. They're the latter phase of it for the takedown of America. So now the dialectic is, on the right, you've got globalists that just don't want to destroy America. They want us to have a seat at the New World Order. And then you've got the hyper-globalists that want all nation states totally destroyed. So we have a paradigm of that false debate right there. And Barr represents those that want to slowly salami slice America up in little pieces and digest it with enjoyment instead of a big, messy, burn it all down at once, because he understands that he'll probably get put in a gulag during that process as he's as well. So anybody that, you know, lionizes Barr, anybody that thinks it's all magically going to get fixed, I mean, this just proves all the Q-tard stuff is not accurate. That doesn't mean people that like Q or researching are bad. They always come to me on the street and say, did you hear about the child kidnapping rings or the Federal Reserve's private or the eugenics of the New World Order? I'm like, yeah, I knew a little bit about that. They go, you got it from Q. And I go, yes, I started my show with Q 26 years ago. I mean, I'm glad that they're informed. I'm glad they're getting involved. But this is the babies waking up. And this is kind of the esoteric pap they like a cereal box, you know, decoder ring or something. I don't look down on them. They just don't know how surrounded Trump is, how dangerous it is, how many indictments the Southern District has ready on his family, how many indictments Letitia James has. I mean, I know about these indictments. Okay? I mean, I talk to the folks that are involved in it, okay? I mean, because I'm involved in it, okay? I'll just leave it at that. So that's where all this is. And I live in the real world, and I want to assess that we're waking up. The world's coming back to its senses. We've launched a major populist offensive, and the globalists want to shut it down. The UN came out and won a Nobel Peace Prize today for stopping food being used as a weapon. The COVID lockdown causes the food shortages. It's killing millions. That's food as a weapon. And they said, oh, the populist and nation states are causing the starvation. So this is a global government UN drill to lock down the world economy, to destroy local economies, to destroy local businesses and farmers, to consolidate power with the big mega tech titans who've all gotten, you know, almost double their wealth, all of them. And then they literally, in the Nobel Prize, say, you are stopping hunger and using food as a weapon, and you're crushing populists and the nations. It actually says it. I read it at the start of the show. I'll go back over it again. So just think of the magnitude of that, Owen. We're now out in the open facing a world government that's giving awards to itself for exterminating people as a sick joke.
Well, and that's what's so frustrating, Alex, is that there is no more gray area in this. There is no more, secret. You don't need a secret decoder. Like, it's all out. We've seen it all. I mean, just.
But babies can't deal with something straight up. They need a little piece of it. And then they've got magic, and it's esoteric. They're in the club. And no, exactly. World government's out in the open, and then they're all waiting. Oh, everyone's secretly been arrested. Hillary's been in jail 3 years. Everything's fine. Oh, Barr, you know, they're going to get them all. Oh, Durham. He already told you. Durham's indicting a couple of low-level FBI agents that falsified reports. That's it. Because they're covering their own asses, because Trump hasn't gotten full control of the executive branch of the bureaucracy. He hasn't gotten that done yet, because the bureaucracy is strong and elastic and like a blob. But here's the good news. With every waking day, more people don't trust mainstream media, more people are awake, and the COVID thing was the globalist desperate action to get us back under the control, and it's backfired magnificently against Gates and all of it. Let's walk through that, Owen, when we come back, because look, for people on the front line, like all you great listeners and supporters, and Owen, it's frustrating. Me too. I'm worse than he is about getting upset. But we knew all this was coming. This is where we are. But we've come back from so far behind, like 200 points behind. Now we're like 15 points behind. We're winning, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, let's go ahead and cut to the chase here. The banking cartels that control big tech, that control communist China, the New World Order, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the stated globalists, the technocrats, Michael Bloomberg, Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, are on record. I mean, there was an article out in Bloomberg a couple years ago with Bloomberg. It was like the king technocrat. And he said, I will decide what you eat, where you live, and what job you have. I know best. He's a megalomaniac saying an article about him. It's like Bloomberg meet the top ruling technocrat. I think that's the headline. And you read it, it's like a joke, but they're writing it for the narcissist lunatic. And you look at Bezos, there it is. Bloomberg knows best why the media tycoon could be the Democrats' best shot at victory. Oh, that's another one. That's the Times of London. No, you didn't find one. Type in Bloomberg Technocrat Click Web. Bloomberg Technocrat Click Web. And it's all about he's God and he knows. And then what does Bill Gates say? Oh, hi, I'm your doctor. I'm going to put hundreds of vaccines in you a year that go in and rechange your actual DNA and make everybody sick and die, too. And I've been caught killing people with vaccines, but I'm just going to do it. So here's the deal, guys. We can hope Bill Barr is going to save us. We can hope Donald Trump is going to save us. You're going to have to stop complying. Because when you comply with a mask, you're saying yes to contact tracers and yes to the overblown scam that's COVID-19 and yes to the forced inoculations, the whole agenda, as we told you 8 months ago. And I know you know that. But it doesn't get better now. All that liberty we had, the gas tank ran out. Now it's tyranny time. T time. Big T time. And the tyrants, T for tyranny, tyrannus, are making their move right now, and it's full court press, and it doesn't stop till they're removed. It's actually quite easy to beat them, though. Bill Gates, Ted Turner wants to kill everybody, too. He's on record. Prince Philip, they all say it. I want a world government, kill everybody. They don't like big cities. They don't like you being around. They don't like you having resources. They're miserable trash. And so instead of going, oh, Jones is dystopic, man, that guy's got a bad attitude about life. No, I'm a realist. I actually love my life. I enjoy everything. I enjoy fighting. I enjoy eating food. I enjoy working hard. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy my family. I'm just here being real. I mean, these powerful globalists have an agenda. We've been right about the agenda. No one else had the courage to lay it out hardcore like it is. And this is it. So I bet on you. I believe in you. I think you're going to learn about this and get pissed. Those of you that are smarter are regular listeners, not kissing your ass. You're it. You're the best there is. You're the globalist main enemy. Look in the mirror. And they just hope you don't go convert other people to reality. And all you got to do is show them the globalist own quotes, show them the films we put out, show them the material, and then they can see in front of them how the world works and everything suddenly makes sense. I can't tell you the retired generals and colonels and all sorts of people and corporate heads that go, man, Jones, nothing made sense till I read this or saw that or heard you talk about it. And I went and looked it up, and none of it's a lie. You're telling the whole truth. I mean, Dr. Russell Blaylock was already super smart, famous brain surgeon. He heard my show 20 years ago, went and researched it, and got so freaked out by it, he basically went off the radar and got ready for the total collapse like 5 years ago. I mean, and here's what I'm telling you. InfoWars is not everything. We're only the catalyst, or like an enzyme that goes into this sauce we're in, goes into this storm, goes into this environment, goes into this climate, and triggers you to do what you're already spring-loaded to do, and that's overcome tyrants, not submit to them. You don't evolve to submit. That's de-evolution. You evolve to overpower them, and that's what you've got to do. So this is, by all intents and purposes, an alien attack. I don't see flying saucers. I've never seen green men. I don't get into that. I'm saying what the globalists are building with clones and all this new GMO and all this nanotech, they call it alien. Kurzweil goes, oh, I don't believe in aliens. We're making them on the planet, though. Oh, I don't believe in God. I'm going to be God. See how that works? And so they're telling you to the media they got through fraud, they bought up through fractional reserve banking, that you're obsolete and you suck and you're done. Stay in your house. Wear your little diaper mask. Go away. Don't do all this crap. We're going to protect you. It's never going to end. Because they think you're weak. And they think they're not going to get in trouble because they haven't gotten in trouble for 60 years of stuff they've done. But that's what always happens to dictators and oligarchies. But now when Bill Gates arrogantly comes up on TV and says, you're going to take 5 shots a year for just one vaccine and it's going to hurt you, but you're going to do it. Starts giggling and gloating like a supervillain. And then he wonders why everyone hates him. So he hires more PR firms to say, I'm not a supervillain. And all it makes it is worse. That's the enemy bleeding out in front of you. Let me explain. So when I tell you how bad we were off 25 years ago, nobody knew this. We were way behind, but I believed in you. Now we're surpassing the enemy. And as long as we start non-complying, and as long as we start educating everyone everywhere we go, grocery stores, hike and bike trail, I do it everywhere, because I'm overcoming. I'm on fire. I don't get tired fighting. I get stronger fighting. I will not submit. Bill Gates is not better than me, and I will not have my gravestone and your gravestone pissed on by that damn piece of filth. Oh, and you see what I'm saying now?
I absolutely see what you're saying. It's just, you know, I mean, how do we get enough people to wake up before the tyranny is entrenched and we can never get out of it? I mean,
we're going to get, I understand, and we've got the key people. If they realize that they're more important than we are, quite frankly, we've already detonated with their support. The wavelength that's already going, it's already going out. And if they supercharge what we say and what we do and add their own research to it, it will vaporize the enemy.
Yeah,
that's why they finally banned Q. some people I know launched you because they didn't want to get sued for saying real stuff that was going on. It got hijacked by the enemy. The president wanted it dropped. Then it grew so well, people said, hey, it's actually positive now. You notice I came out, endorsed it right before the president did. And then now it's that's just an idea. So the way Q has been vaporizing the enemy is another example. This can't be stopped, brother.
Well,
when people learn they're going bankrupt and people learn they're dying of cancer because of the Bill Gates, what's going to happen to him? You think the wave we're in right now has been big, brother? The wave coming is going to be 50 times bigger. We're going to be sitting back in 10 years, 20 years, looking, if we're still alive, looking back and feeling sorry for the New World Order. I mean, they're going to get torn limb from limb politically.
Yeah, I just think...
You think that little sack of filth, this sack of filth family, can take us on? We eat him, not he doesn't eat us. I eat you, boy. You don't eat me. You got that, you sack of filth? Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just really upset that Bill Barr isn't the patriot we hoped he would be. That's all. I'm just pissed off that we have to go through bullcrap and Obama still gets to buy luxurious mansions after he commits treason. That's all it is. It's just, you know, it's just a depressing thing, Alex. I'm not depressed. I see America waking up. I mean, I see Trump getting empowered. Trump's going to win in a landslide. This is all great stuff. It's just like, it's just depressing how pathetic it gets when you have people walking outside in masks and, you know, it's all bullcrap. And Bill Barr can't even go after people and do his job when, you know,
but
it's
Barr
all
did, I'm not even defending Barr, but he did say this is the greatest slavery since slavery.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to break. Come back in 5 more minutes. We've got a special guest. You're not a shotgun with a guest if you'd like. But let's move away from being upset about Barr not being a purist. He was involved in special corrupt technician teams internationally for George Herbert Walker Bush. Look at it more as a defection to us that he's more and more like 80% working against him. I mean, the leopards don't change their spots, Bubba.
I just like to see treasonous tyrants put in
jail. But you need to understand this. I'll explain this when we come back.
All right.
We can debate it if you want.
I don't want to debate it. There's no debate. I want Obama to be arrested.
No, I hear you. Well, I want more than that.
But yes. So, I mean, that's all it
there's
is.
There's a dialectic to this. But let's go to break and come back and break this down a little bit, okay?
It's never going to happen. I mean,
if they arrest Obama, it makes him a victim.
Of course not.
Those guys, they wound up to kidnap Whitmer that are Antifa. That makes her look better.
Now, that's an irrelevant.
All right. I got to plug your radio.
They tried to set us there.
Everything's screwed. We're all effed. Hey, anyways, the point is that we need your financial support. You're awesome. We appreciate you. You've done a great job with all the food shortages already starting, all the collapses that are going on. PrepareWithAlex.com. You'll find $600 off on the highest quality, a year of affordable food, $300 off on 6 months, $160 off on 1 month. InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a toll-free number. InfoWarsStore.com. has the full spectrum of specials on it for my Patriot, but preparewithalex.com has those three specials that I just mentioned, the 1 year, the 6 months, and the 1 month, all massively discounted with some other specials as well. That is preparewithalex.com. There's 2 days, 14 hours, and a few minutes to be able to do that. Preparewithalex.com. Find the best of the best deals there. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have Save America InfoWars Money Bomb, up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping, clearance sale in case Trump gets assassinated or whatever. We're getting as much money in our coffers as we can to operate into the future. So now is the time to take this very serious. I want to thank you all for your support. And just to tell you, you need X2, you need X3, you need DNA Force. You need Winter Sun, you need 8-pack power stack. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.